Hello and welcome to today's episode of Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Do please rate and review this on Apple Podcasts and follow on Spotify and share with your friends. If you have any questions at all, because today is Q&A time, do please leave your questions on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. Today's episode is a Q&A. We're going to be talking about a few different subjects. One is about Prader-Willi syndrome. One is about thread veins. And the other one is about athlete's foot. If you have any questions, though, do please leave them in the comments because we are picking them up from your questions and compiling them into the Q&A. Before we start on that, though, just to let you know, if anyone's new to listening to this podcast, that I'm Katie Brindle, and I am a self-care expert in Chinese medicine specifically. And Chinese medicine has the most amazing intel on self-care. It's a bit like wine from France or pasta from Italy. It's like, if you want to understand self-care to an inch of its life, you want to understand the Chinese background. So with that in mind, let's have a look at some of the lovely comments that we've had from people today. Lisa Sharp, she says, brilliant, Katie. Oh, thanks, Lisa. C. Marjo 100 says, for sure, trying sympathy bombing as long as I can roll my eyes secretly in my head. That was an episode recently about how to deal with people that complain a lot. Mary Josie Bissonette says, brilliant, need sympathy a lot. Love it. Thanks again. So thank you for those lovely comments. And let's get now on to the main topic. The first question is from Mia Garcia, and she's asking about athlete's foot. She says, I've just stumbled upon your podcast and it's fascinating. Wondering if you could share insights on how Chinese medicine tackles athlete's foot. It's been bothering me lately and I'm curious about holistic remedies. So athlete's foot for us is basically something that we explain as a damp heat invasion on the body. Because why do some people get it and not others? Because it is a fungal infection, but also not everyone gets it. So it tends to be bodies which tend to be damp and hot as a body type. Now, how do you know if that's your body type? Well, you'll feel it. So if you tend to feel that you tend to be a person that feels a bit damp and squishy and a bit hot at the same time, then you're more likely to get athlete's foot than anyone else. Now, damp bodies tend to be a bit gassy, a little bit of snoring often going on, and hot bodies tend to be a bit sweaty. Now, the reason why that tends to happen is there's an imbalance in two underlying organs. One is the spleen and one is the liver. And you put those two things together, you've got spleen dysfunction and a liver dysfunction, you tend to get damp heat that follows. And as a result, athlete's foot can be quite prevalent. We need to address at the root cause of the problem, the spleen and the liver. So what do we do about that? Well, the first thing is that there are free fact sheets on my website about all of the organs in Chinese medicine. So the first thing is to look at the free fact sheets and just have a look at it and think, oh, that relates to me. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, gosh, I've always had that. Oh, I didn't know that. And just let that little process take place. But in the meantime, a couple of really simple things that you can do to address both the spleen and the liver is address the waist area of the body. Now, the easiest way to do that is something called body combing, which is a jade comb, which is available on the HeyU method. And all you do is either in the shower with a little bit of water or with some body oil, you take the comb and you start at the middle of the body at the back. So on the spine, in your middle. And then you're combing around this to the center above the belly button. So that's the area that you're going from the back to the front, and you're combing. And then slightly go down, 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 so that you're going from the spine around to the front, going your way down from just above the navel, over the navel, under the navel, from both sides, so that you're wrapping yourself around the body with the comb. What's likely to come up is a red flush. And that's what you're after, because that's drawing the damp heat out from the two organs responsible for the creation of it in the first place. Because really what's happening when it's starting to hit the feet is that the body is trying to push the damp heat out through the extremities, in this case, the feet. And then what happens is that creates the perfect sort of incubator for a fungal infection, because it's damp, it's hot, it's not really the correct temperature that the body's supposed to be, and therefore the fungus can get a foothold in the body, and in comes the problem. Now, first of all, addressing it at the root is the instant thing to do, but the next thing to do that we recommend all the time is foot bathing. Now, foot bathing is a really, really simple remedy. You can use all sorts of clever and exciting things, but to be honest, a simple, humble washing up tub will do the trick, and you just fill it with warm water, so it's really pleasant. It's got to feel absolutely lovely on your feet, and add baking soda. That's a bit American. Bicarbonate of soda is what I grew up with. So just add a sort of tablespoon of that into the water and soak your feet in that substance, and it is absolutely the best possible remedy to do. Then make sure that your feet are really, really dry afterwards, and always make sure that you're wearing flip-flops or slippers and keeping them dry, but really making sure that you're keeping that damp heat under control from the organ. So that's the first question there. The other thing that I like to spray on the feet as well as that is colloid silver. Colloid silver is the most amazing ingredient. It's been used for thousands of years. And on the Hey You method, we have a really brilliant brand called Active Silver, which I love. And they have a very simple spray bottle of colloid silver, and you can spray that over the feet as well. So that's a really effective remedy for that. Now, next question. Isabella Collins. She says, hi, Katie, I have a bit of a weird one. I was diagnosed with Prader-Willi syndrome and was wondering if there's any TCM to advice that you might have, any specific meditations that I could do. So Prader-Willi syndrome is a relatively rare genetic condition that affects about 2,000 people in the UK and about 1 in 10,000 individuals in the US. And there are various markers which will create the diagnosis of Prader-Willi. Often you will find excessive appetite, finds it very, very difficult to feel full, often obsessive, often the muscles are quite flaccid and weak, often the person with it has a failure to grow and they don't necessarily reach the full growth potential. Those are the very common symptoms of this. Now, most of those issues we connect to the spleen. So the first thing to say for anybody who's thinking that that sounds familiar, and also you may well find that that might sound like an excessive spleen disharmony. That's how we would describe it. So often you will find people with a low level spleen in harmony will have some of those conditions. They may feel that they tend to overeat. They may feel that they don't get full very quickly, that they tend to eat more than other people that sort of leave food on their plate and go, well, I'm full. Whereas somebody that's got a bit of spleen disharmony will go, well, I'm not. I could literally eat all the food on my plate and half the food on yours as well. And then I might feel full at the end of that. Or your muscles feel a little bit loose and flaccid. So you don't have to go all the way into the full-blown Prader-Willi to have certain spleen issues going on. So the most important thing to mention is that the Prader-Willi is a kind of and then some of a spleen disharmony going on in the body. So the first thing to say is please download the spleen fact sheet, because there is chapter and verse on what to do for the spleen. But a few really, really simple things to do is the spleen loves pampering. It's one of its favourite things in the world. Now, out of all the tools that I recommend, the one that the spleen loves more than anything else is the soft body brush, which is this one. It's lovely. The spleen just goes into a sort of paradise when you start stroking it with this brush. It just goes into a sense of total softness, because the spleen is a very soft, sensitive organ. It's strong, but it's soft. So the way to do this is to start on the chest, which is kind of very much connected just at the throat level here on the upper chest, which is very much connected to the lymphatic system, which is also controlled by the spleen, and to just do soft, gentle, slow, pleasurable movements, because the spleen loves it. It loves gentle caressing. It's its favorite thing in the world. And just we're going in a spiral down the inside, up the outside, and you really want to give it a sort of ooh sort of feeling, like, ooh, that feels really nice. Oh, that's the sort of, oh, that's what the spleen likes. So I'm going down the inside of the arm and up the outside, around the belly, and then down the outside of the limbs and up the inside in spirals. I'm moving in gentle, gentle circles. And take your time. You don't need to bash the spleen. It gets bashed enough as it is, and that will exacerbate any kind of issues going on. So one of the reasons why the Prader-Willi creates that and then some going on with the spleen, which in turn often exacerbates the appetite, is that the spleen feels malnourished in its pampering. It's not receiving energy from everyday life, because we're deficient in our exposure to nature. Life goes very quickly. The spleen doesn't like it because it's the earth element. It wants to move slow. It wants to feel sensual. It wants to feel honored. It wants to be caressed, and it wants to enjoy itself. It wants to feel pleasure, and it doesn't. It just gets this barrage. And then what happens is we turn to food, because what happens is food is pleasurable. So food then suddenly becomes this absolute pleasure, because all the other pleasures have sort of been denied or they've been rushed. So another thing to say, aside from brushing the body, is slowing down with your food. So really making sure that you're making a fuss about your meal. You're making the room look nice. You're dimming the lights. You're setting the table. You're making the food look appetizing on the plate. For example, in Thailand, they do lots of fruit carvings and vegetable carvings on the plate to make it look really pretty. Now, I don't think I'd necessarily go that far myself, but I would definitely put it in an attractive bowl and make it look as pretty as I possibly can. The other thing that really, really helps with any kind of spleen issues that many of us have, going all the way through to the Prader-Willi, is the Body Sculptor, which is this new tool that we've now got, which is absolutely brilliant for the spleen. Let me just grab it. There we go.
Now, this is spleen heaven.
The body brush is one tool which the spleen loves, but the sculpture is the other one. Now, why? Well, because the Bian stone, which is this one, so this is the big spleeny tool. I call it the beast as well as the sculpture because it's so big. It's solid Bian stone. Now, Bian stone is very much an earth implement because it's actually a medicinal grade material in Chinese medicine, because Bian is made from lava, which is kind of from the epicenter of the earth, and also fossils, which is kind of that recycling nature of intense essence that's going to go ground down and down and down and down, and it's gone down through the earth stratas, and it's combined into this incredible thing called Bian. And it's really pleasurable to the body. It's got this kind of electromagnetic field and emits far infrared rays into the skin, which the spleen loves. Just holding it. I mean, sometimes I'll just put this under my pillow or on my tummy if I've got stomach ache. I mean, it's just a really grounding, nurturing tool. And then what you do is you press stroke this over the limbs. So just like I've shown you the direction over the limbs with the brush, you do exactly the same thing. But rather than going in spirals on this one, what you're doing, hence the legs out, is down you go. You're going down the outside of the legs like this and up the inside of the legs like this in these long, lugubrious kind of sweeps. And the spleen just goes into heaven. I mean, it just goes into massage heaven. This is the equivalent of one of the best massages you would ever have had in your lives. And you can do it for yourself and you can repeatedly do it. So I recommend to do this a couple of minutes a day. But if you've got spleen issues, do it for longer, because the spleen loves this material and it loves the soft, sweeping pressure of the tool, and it just goes into a sort of sensory override, and then that will really, really help you with the symptoms. So for more information, please look at the spleen fact sheet, but that's probably enough to get you going straight away there. So kind of think about how you eat rather than obsessing about the quantity. Eat slowly, because it's really important. It gives the body more time to catch up with the full mechanism, because often, you know, excessive spleens don't feel full. So hopefully that gives you some good information there to help you. Now, the last one, I have many thread veins. Navigating them all is going to be interesting, but I will try. Why shouldn't you go over thread veins? Final question for today. Michael Carter says, thank God you have a podcast, Katie. Oh, thank you. I agree. So does everyone here, because we all love it. Right. I've been thinking about getting one of those acupressure mats. What's my opinion on them? If you like them, how would you use it to get the best results? Now, I love those acupressure mats, if we're indeed talking about the same thing, which is like a kind of yoga mat with sort of spiky bits on it. I think they're brilliant because they invigorate qi and blood, because they allow a low level of stimulus to go through the body, because they're kind of slightly prickly. So they're basically fantastic for releasing stagnation and allowing energy flow. The best way to use them is to just lie on your back, because they're stimulating the yang energy. The back of the body is yang and the front of the body is yin. So when you're using the acupressure mat, the easiest way to start is lying on your back, because if you're new to it, it might feel a bit uncomfortable and a bit like, oh, I don't know, that feels a bit unpleasant. It's a bit like using a cryo chamber or cold water therapy. Sometimes the things that often do you so much good are a bit like, oh, when you first go in. So the acupressure mat, always lie on your back to start with and allow it to stimulate the energy flow down the back meridian, which is the majority is the bladder channel, which kind of divides into two down your back. So it's really dominating the back. And the bladder channel in Chinese medicine is the biggest meridian in the body. And it is a huge meridian for detoxification. And often things can get stuck there because the body hasn't got quite enough energy. So the body's kind of shoving stuff there, which is often why you get tight shoulders, because it's kind of using it as a sort of landfill for all the things that it wants to get your body to process out via the bladder channel. If you are on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, do please leave your questions or comments in the spaces below. And if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please share it with your friends and family, because it helps us get this precious information out to more people. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.